Skagway looks to further plans for renewable electricity to power cruise ships Wallen Port, and more topics will be discussed as the vice mayor previews this week's assembly meeting. And federal investigators release additional information about the Alaska Seaplanes flight bound for Skagway that crashed during takeoff in Juneau last month. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. A plan to bring renewable energy to Skagway's port to power cruise ships while they're docked, a deal to finalize the acquisition of state lands near the Chilkoot Trail, and more will be on the agenda at Skagway's Borough Assembly meeting this week. I sat down with Vice Mayor Orion Hansen for a preview.
Well, let's talk about what's on the agenda for the meeting on Thursday. One of those things is an acquisition of lands over by the Chilkoot Trail. Can we talk about that?
Sure. So this is actually a land entitlement that the borough of Skagway has been waiting on since 2007. And there's two parcels that we're still waiting on. One is all of West Creek, including a parcel just before the West Creek Bridge. It's over 3,000 acres, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I think most locals know where that's at. The other parcel is up above Sheep Camp along the Chilkoot Trail. And my understanding is that this occurred when the city became a first-class borough, and we had a choice of, I think it was 9 or 10 parcels to pick from. Or I don't even know if it was picked from. I think the state may have just told us that this is what you're getting. And it's taken quite a long time, on the near 15 years, to get that transferred from the state to the municipality of Skagway.
So this is just stemming from when Skagway became a first-class borough. Part of that borough designation came with land from the state.
That is correct.
And so this is just the final acquisition of it. Okay, let's move on to the MOU with Yukon Energy. Tell me what's happening here. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, we met in Whitehorse with Yukon Energy about a month ago, and they have some very large infrastructure projects. They're looking at both hydro and solar projects to generate more power for the Yukon. One of them is called Moon Lake, and I think that's roughly in the Tushai area. And the other project is in Atlin. And both of these are in proximity to Skagway. And they have effectively a business model that they say is profitable for them to bring power to the Canadian border at the summit at White Pass. So we're very interested in the possibility of electrification of our port, particularly with tying cruise ships in, to be able to plug in even a small cruise ship. I think it's around 7+ megawatts, and we don't have that capacity, even with 3 hydro plants in Skagway. Many of us have probably seen that on a busy Wednesday when there are 4 ships in port, the amount of smog that occurs because of the ships that idle while they're here. So it's exciting. It's a long ways off, but this MOU is to try to pursue that long-term goal.
What's happening with shuttle service this winter?
So we've got a proposal for the shuttle service. It's through Klondike Tours. They provided shuttle service throughout the summer. It's, I think, a good service, but it is not an inexpensive cost for the city. I think it'll be around $6,000 a month, which, you know, and according to their terms, is about what they need to do to break even with very few people, you know, who will be cash paying customers. But people come in from the airport, from the ferry terminal. People don't have a car. They need food delivered. They need a ride to the clinic, what have you. Skagway doesn't have taxis, and that's something we're going to discuss at finance, and then we'll have that also for discussion on Thursday's meeting at the assembly.
And then finally, looks like the municipality's applying for more ARPA funds. Is that what's happening?
Yes. It's somewhat housekeeping so that we have a resolution in hand that we can show that we have crossed all our T's and dotted all our I's so that we're eligible for lost revenue replacement.
That's not the lost revenue replacement that already happened. This is a new version of that.
This is new. This is an additional program. It's money that's coming from the federal government and then distributed through the Alaska Department of Community and Commerce, Economic Development. And we have a pretty clear revenue loss. It's not hard to tie to the pandemic at all. It, you know, was 96% of our economy, more or less, last year was better, but almost nothing in 2020. So I think that's a pretty easy case to make.
All right. Well, Vice Mayor Hansen, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you, Mr. Swayze.
That was a conversation with Vice Mayor and Assemblyperson Orion Hansen about this week's Skagway Assembly meeting. You can listen live starting at 7 p.m. Thursday night at khns.org. Federal investigators have released more information about a commercial passenger plane that crashed at Juneau's airport during takeoff late last month, but investigators haven't yet determined what caused the small passenger aircraft to lose control as it picked up speed on the runway, forcing the pilot to crash land. Clint Johnson is Alaska chief of the National Transportation Safety Board, which is running the investigation.
The question, the $64 question at this point right now, is what caused that loss of control? And that's what we're trying to figure out. We're looking very closely at the airplane, the systems on the airplane, and also the engine manufacturer, which in this case is Honeywell.
No one was reported hurt in the late October crash operated by Alaska Seaplanes. The single-engine Cessna 208 was departing shortly before 9 a.m. for an 80-mile commuter flight to Skagway with a pilot and five passengers. According to the NTSB's preliminary report released Tuesday, the plane veered sharply to the right while accelerating down the runway. The pilot's efforts to turn the rudders left were ineffective, and the plane was in danger of crashing into a float pond that parallels Juneau International Airport's paved runway. The pilot couldn't stop, so instead lifted off to become airborne, turned, and made an emergency crash landing on the runway. The aircraft was heavily damaged, the report says. Investigators say they examined the nose wheel steering system, brakes, and flight control systems, but found nothing that would explain the sudden loss of control. The report doesn't identify the professional pilot or five passengers, but Kent Crayford, co-owner of Alaska Seaplanes, says the pilot is doing very well and is relieved nobody was hurt.
She was uninjured, thankfully, as were the passengers uninjured. So we were very, very thankful that she was able to make an emergency landing that everyone was able to walk away from.
The investigation into the October 22nd crash is continuing. Weather isn't believed to be a factor. Visibility was good. There were broken clouds and winds were light, according to the report. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.